All right, Smollett, 41,000.
Smollett.
This is for our Patriots.
Pats.
We appreciate you. Appreciate your love of freedom.
But freedom. I will fucking sue you.
We love it. We love the way that you like a dollop, even when it's smaller.
I will sue you.
I want to thank everybody for tuning into Small Dollop.
People don't know this, but 25 and above, I sue them.
That would actually be a great tier. Dave, $70, Dave takes legal action against you.
So during the 1960s, the Cuban Revolution turned the Caribbean from a little sort of backwater part of the Cold War. And so American media companies are trying to get all over the upheaval in the area, right? All these islands are being overthrown and there's all this shit going on. It's big business. It's big news. It's exciting.
Sure, sure.
And then British troops invade the tiny island of Anguilla to put down a really, really tiny uprising.
They just, I don't know
how many people it was.
And that's what it's like. The British were such fucking, I mean, listen, colonialism in general, but it's like they would just be like, yes, we're taking the, because it would be tiny. They were just back. That's all is now true. Yes.
Let's see. It lasted 22 months.
Jesus. Come on, Britain.
And there was a military invasion.
Gosh.
In March 1969, which returned the island's rule to the British. So basically they were trying to have what some people call freedom.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And
we don't love that.
It says the British were, if you can believe this, neglectful. So yeah, great, great stuff, Brits.
That's why the game Risk is so fucked up. It's like the older you get, the more you're like, boy, that game's crazy. Not a great game.
It really is. So they get there, they're greeted, not by the armed locals, but a convoy of five American news crews.
Okay.
Because.
Wait, who? Who are?
The British.
Okay, the British.
The British get there. Who greets them? Bunch of news crews.
Oh, hello. Get a low angle. You got a ring light.
It's like when you see like any person like being interviewed on the street or whatever, like there's some news event and there's a celebrity or a politician being interviewed in it. And if they spin the camera on, it's just 30 people with cameras and nobody else. Like there's they're acting like it's an event. Or you see that at protests all the time where they're acting like all these people are doing this thing. And then on the other side, it's mostly press.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It happens a lot.
It's a feed. We all want to know.
Yeah.
Well, that's like when the media does that too. They'll just be like, why is everyone so fixated on the story? Why is everyone reporting on this? It's like, are you asking why you're doing it.
In the dark, the startled British almost open fire at the approaching American news crews. But they were reassured when the occupants greeted them with a casual, hey guys, you're a bit earlier than we expected you. They were going to shoot the cars of the media. And they're like, hey guy, what's up?
Hello. Sorry about that.
You guys want to sing Yankee Doodle Dandy?
Gosh, we are really glad you spoke out because we were very close to just taking you out of the equation.
In 1966.
It's also so fucking ridiculous to be like the two players meeting at the beginning. Like, we're going to report on you and we're invading. Shall we start? 3, 2, from back to one.
So in 1966, CBS News becomes aware of this spy turned arms dealer guy, Mitchell Werbel III.
Okay.
Who says he's involved with some Miami-based Haitian exiles,
okay,
who want to overthrow the brutal regime of Jean-Claude Papadoc Duvalier.
Who's a bad dude. That took a fucking, that's like if Jean-Claude Van Damme like was a break dancer.
Yeah.
My name is Jean-Claude Papadoc.
The Haitians have also gotten help of Rolando Masferrer, who's a big, powerful Cuban exile.
Okay.
He had commanded an anti-Castro private army during the Cuban Revolution.
Okay.
He was a big player in the CIA mafia attempts to kill Castro.
Okay.
So he's a player.
Yep.
He's mixing cool. it up with the fancies. The
nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Masferrer, who obviously has all these connections to anti-Castro paramilitaries, he wants to install a friendly Haitian government and then use Haiti as a base to invade Cuba.
Sure.
And take over Cuba.
Boy, Haiti's had it good for a while.
Yeah, they really have.
Haiti was the first place that was like no to slavery, and boy, have we thanked him ever since.
Hey, here's a fun fact. When Bill Clinton was in power, when he was running for office, and he said he was going to let Haitians in because they were experiencing horrors, what did he do with them when he got into office?
Showed him his dick.
No, close. He put them in Guantanamo Bay. Many of them didn't even have clothing.
Just
fucking laying around.
For fuck's sake.
So CBS News, when they find out about this, they're like, we're ahead of a revolution. We're in before it's even fucking happening. So they're
Which is your heart's in the right place. That's good.
Yeah. All the CBS News bosses are, this is big news. A coup in Haiti, they're in on it. Then an invasion of Cuba, like it's
big. Great. So it's going to be fun dominoes.
And then they find out that all the plotters of this, they need money. And so they're like, okay.
CBS finds that out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they offer to subsidize the plot to
CBS.
Invade Haiti and then Cuba in exchange for the film rights to the invasion.
That feels like it should be happening now and for the first time. That's fucking crazy. That's crazy. CBS like, all right, look, we're going to float you a little bit just to get it started. But this is our war. That's crazy. And so predictable. But in the 60s, you're like, that does not feel right.
CBS invests about $200,000 with a lot of it going to buy rifles, a boat, and uniforms for the troops.
Jesus Christ.
In return, CBS gets to film the weapons being smuggled from Warbell's Georgia estate to a yacht club in Florida.
Wow, that is crazy. Later,
we've always been this way. Always been this way.
Crazy.
I mean, this country is fucking out of its fucking mind. Out of its fucking mind.
You know, it's not that the country does this stuff. It's that we're propped up by people who are like, hey, who's got better than us?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
We're the best. You need us. You need
us. Question. If a media company is behind a revolution, should they be allowed to continue to exist?
Yes.
And the answer, of course, is no.
Yes.
So they get exclusive footage of mercenaries training with weapons, but that exclusive footage is cut short because a soldier's rifle exploded in his face and he's pretty injured. Because that's not great.
Hot.
Shitty guns.
Wow. Crikey. Poor fucking egg.
They also get really in-depth interviews with the leaders of the invasion force, including a really just crazy conversation with Rolando Masferrer, who insists on wearing a pair of women's pantyhose on his head to disguise his identity.
Sure. Classic.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
At one point, CBS producer Jay McMullen asks Masferrer whether his arms cachet could be exported without government knowledge.
Yes, thanks to CBS. Cut.
Thanks to
Sorry.
You.
We cannot say that one. Yeah, with the help of CBS.
So it turns out the plan doesn't go anywhere. CBS eventually just gets super impatient with all the delays and decides CBS to just drop the report. They get the CBS is suspicious.
Is there any way to hustle this plotters... up a little bit? We're really just like, we're trying to, we're in the hole of like 250 grand at this point. We're really trying to get this war going.
CBS comes around to the idea that they had been had, and it was just a way
that's a great
for them
break.
To get money out of the network.
You need a little bit more. Boy, that's crazy. When is that found out?
Let's see if it says. Meanwhile, most of the reporters CBS sent to cover the invasion were not really excited about risking jail time for a story. So they became informants of what was happening to different government agencies. A CBS vice president rebuked a cameraman when he was revealed as a government informant. So he
got in trouble for tattling.
The invasion force fell apart and most of the leaders were arrested and prosecuted by the U.S. authorities. However, the case against Warbell was just dropped.
What the fuck?
That's what happens when you work with the CIA.
You work with the CIA.
Yeah. A House subcommittee investigated the involvement of CBS, but agreed to close the hearings to the public to protect the network's credibility.
It would have been great if like NBC was like, we're going to fund shooting the CBS trial in front of the Senate. Boy, that's crazy.
But so you closed the hearings to protect the credibility of a network
that has no credibility now.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Well, as you know, I mean, it is, you know, this is how it works. They are there. Then think of how many times anyone who was on that committee, if CBS wouldn't report on them, you know, I mean, it's all glad handing and bribery. That's really favors for favors.
No CBS employees are prosecuted, but the network doesn't just get away with it. The mercenary whose rifle had exploded sued them, claiming CBS funded it and they were his employers and they owed him compensation.
I had to fill out a 1099
workplace injury. He got $15,000.
Wow. He got workman's comp for shooting himself in the face from a major news network in America. Fuck me, man. It's a very much like the New York Times, the latest New York Times fuck up, where they reported on the barbarism of but that is just one in a series of fuck ups, and yet they are heralded still as one of the main probably the best paper in the United States.
Yeah. And they're, I mean, on COVID, they were the number one creator of misinformation.
And they've just been doing it.
They don't stop. Like, they're just going to keep like that report and the way it was. If you go and read The Intercept piece,
it's nuts.
It's just fucking scandalous. Like,
well, it's falling apart completely. And the reporter who they hired for their front page information is
not a reporter. Yeah. Propaganda.
And like some pretty crazy shit on Twitter.
Yeah.
Boy, it's like 60 minutes. I'm always like, that's an informative program. And I'm Andy Rooney. Fuck. Shit. All right. Oh, God. Oh, crikey.